Deepak Chopra is to quantum mechanics what a jet ski mechanic is to a space shuttle, basically.
You guys be quiet. We got to start the show. Hold on. Dick, nothing for me. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now.
No threats?
Nope. Just subscribe.
I don't get it. No quips? No gags?
Why bother?
I think people like the opening banter.
Maybe if they would subscribe, I would be in the mood to banter.
I see what you're doing.
What? I'm not doing anything.
You're good.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you faithful cunt cake. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Kyle Hill, Jesse Case, and Richard Bain. You may know him as Dick. You know these guys from Showbiz.
Showbiz.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Woo! All right, thank you. Thanks for having us.
We call him Dick because you can find him at Dick Bain.
At Dick Bain on Twitter. Why not?
One of my most favorite erection-themed Twitter handles.
Well, that was two minutes before
I'm
the,
done.
The
I
Bain.
Swear, I swear to God.
Before the, yeah, that's
I
right.
I swear to God, that's it.
Is that it?
That movie ruined your life.
not because
the impressions, because his wife was in that theater.
This mask is full of cum. I have to smell the cum.
Everybody's got a Bane impression.
Everyone's got one.
Like I don't have a Bane impression.
You don't? Yeah, do you have a Yoda?
It's like
impression.
It's like General Custer. You know?
I didn't
just
see.
Everyone's
it.
Got one.
I didn't see it. So if I were to do one, it would probably be my impression of Jesse Case's version of Bane.
Well, it's like when people do their Jay Leno. Everyone does Bill Hicks's Jay Leno.
That's right. He was the original.
Or everyone does Jay Moore's Walken.
Right.
No one does their own Walken.
What's Jay Moore's
really?
Walken like?
Like every Walken impression. He was kind of the
you
gold
know what?
Standard.
Thomas Lennon on the state did Walken way before Jay
Moore. Oh, no. I mean, people have done Walken. Yeah. You know
but
what I
mean?
I those boots were made for Walken.
So you're saying they
it's
were
one of mine.
They were
he did one of my gags.
That's one of your gags?
Oh, it's one of my favorite gags.
That's one of your old gags?
I got it off a wall. There is a wall in Hollywood that says these boots are made for walking, and it's hyphenated, you know. And every time I drive by it, I do. I'm assuming you're right. I'm probably doing Jay Moore's version of walking, and I say those boots were made for me.
Hey.
Every time you drive
every
by,
every time I drive by, every
that's
time.
Great.
It's
man.
Awful and wonderful.
That's great. It
drives
dude.
People nuts.
Oh, that's like me jerking off in that school zone out there. It's like a just the same thing. It's like you're going 15. You're gonna check some kids out.
It's got to be illegal. They're worried about drugs when you're jacking off near them.
I know. Well, it's don't tell me to slow down. You want me to speed up's what you want.
That's
you're
exactly right.
Some primo cruising. That's cruising speed, buddy. Cruising for some tails.
You slow me down. I'm going to take a hold of my cock and work.
I was already going 15 before that sign.
Right.
Before I noticed that sign. I'm checking out little Jeffrey over there.
It says watch children.
They're playing, you say? I'm going to pull over.
I don't think we're representing atheism very well right now. I got to be honest with you.
Really?
That's what comics are all about.
What do you mean?
Well, we don't.
Good segue, by the way.
We don't
almost as good as your license-free jams in the intro. That is, by the way, that's from
jams.
My favorite license-free band.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I have all their shit.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the freecreditreport.com?
It's the freecreditreport. Yeah, I've got their. Just listen to those license-free drums.
Listen to them.
What's that licensed, slightly Caribbean drum beat? Oh, can I tell you guys something?
This was not a license-free piece per se. This was actually a favor done for me by the guy who did the audio mix for the Aristocrats.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Travis Wilson. But good call. I mean,
no, you
it's
know,
a funny gag.
You know what's interesting is So, you know, Girls Gone Wild, all those commercials, you get for years you get inundated with the Girls Gone Wild commercials. Mm-hmm. And it's always the same Caribbean pan drums.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But that's because that's literally, that is the cheapest genre of music to license. That's
is
it.
Is that right?
It was at the time. Huh. So it's like literally in a 2 cent difference, it would have just been weird sitar music, would have been the Girls Gone Wild music. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason it's Caribbean. It just happened to be at the beach, but it's because they're such like shit bags. They just wanted the cheapest.
Oh, so
but it was so close to just like a weird Chinese zither.
I wonder how many people, how many guys and gals maybe have masturbated just to those commercials.
I have.
Pretty risque.
I have. Yeah. No, I've given it a go.
When it's late.
I can't do it. I mean, I have to see fisting. It just, it, that's not enough for me.
In fact, but I sort of, those commercials gave me a weird kink where I actually, if I have a girl over and she's taking her clothes off, I have little stickers that say buy now, $9.99. And I'll put them over.
That's
her.
The only way you
yeah,
can come?
Yeah, it's the only way I can come. I put them over her genitals. Yeah.
That is hilarious. That's a fetish. You've developed, because of that, you've developed a fetish that
I
is
have,
the only way you can reach
sometimes children. When I am fucking a girl, I have special glasses I wear that make it look scrambled. And I've kind of like, oh, find a tit, like de-scramble, because it's like that's like a nice like seventh grade throwback.
Yeah. Is that what do you know about the science of fetishism? Do you know anything about that? We have a scientist with us. nothing.
There is this cool. Speaking of like scrambled, so you guys have heard of like Mormon porn, right?
No.
So this Mormon came up with a way to look at girls naked, but not actually look at them, more like envision them naked. So you can't actually see breasts or genitals or anything. What you do is if you bubble it, which is you take a solid color background and you cut out concentric circles, and the edges of the circles happen to cover all the clothing and just leave the skin, your brain fills in the space with what else it sees. Your brain makes a model of the world that it already knows.
Sure.
It says, based on this assumption, what would the rest of her body look like?
That's weird, because I
and
tried
you get a
that.
Sensation of nakedness, and it's kind of, ooh. And you can do it, like, I've seen it done with, like, Daniel Craig in James Bond. Like, you do it over his swimsuit, like, that dude is fuck-ass naked.
All right, I'm looking this up.
Yeah, look it up.
I did a post on it.
Jesse?
Yeah. Huh?
You were saying something?
Well, no, I was just saying it's really revealing of what's already in your mind.
Right.
I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the John Cage music concept of silence. It's like what you'll just fill in the harmonies yourself. Mm. That's why every time I've looked at Mormon porn, like all the girls have giant black cocks.
Oh wow!
No matter what,
look at this.
Oh, wow.
See how well that works.
Tell the listeners how you found this. Slightlywarped.com.
I just Googled Mormon.
Hold on. I just want to read I have to read it. I have to read the link. It's slightlywarped.com/crapfactory /curiosities/2010/Mormon_porn.htm. Jesus Christ.
Pull it up. I just Googled Mormon porn. This was the first link that came up.
All the science and additional pictures I did at a post at the JREF, the James Randi Educational Foundation, bubbling, I think is
bubbling.
The popular term
have
for
you
it.
Guys,
this is pretty amazing.
Have you guys ever seen
it's
this,
really apparent.
Have you ever seen the video? It's like they just take regular old porn, but then they like draw in cartoons over the
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's
funny.
But it's the same thing. It's like know what the fuck.
It's dirty, but it's not. It's like the guy, he's like dangling a carrot in a girl's mouth, but it's obviously his dick.
Oh,
you almost say dangling a carrot in a girl's dick?
No, you weren't listening. You were making a post.
I
thought he was accidentally.
I don't know what
there's
that
a
would
well.
Be.
There's a Twitter feed called Porn Edits. It's
yes.
called @PornEdits. Everyone should follow it. It's very
so there
very.
You go.
Oh, that's the Mormon.
So they look naked to you because your brain assumes that the rest of the covered material.
Well, they are naked.
That's how porn looks when
they're
I'm
not
on
naked.
Mushrooms.
How do we know they're not naked?
Because,
they're naked.
Because
there's
on
an,
this
there's
one,
an unedited picture. They're all wearing swimsuits.
Orange's creativity. I get it.
Say, look at this picture. You're on the wrong site. You need to get on this one.
I need to get on the one that shows how they're not naked.
She looks straight up.
That's weird because I can only come when I see Swiss cheese.
There was that Swiss cheese masturbator guy in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Do you know about this?
No.
There's some guy in Philadelphia who's pulling up to people, women, and offering to pay them to watch him fuck the cheese. Is that right, honey?
Swiss cheese pervert.
Swiss cheese pervert. Look it up.
I'm looking it up. I get
Welcome
to
Ardent
cool
Atheist, where we talk about shit that has nothing to do with atheism. although this Mormon thing
these
is
are all
pretty
kind
funny.
Of, these are all kind of sinful,
let me get
to be
the,
fair.
Let me get to the bottom of the Mormon thing. Are they? Do Mormons actually look at this as... I mean...
From what I understand, this was first posted by a Mormon into some bodybuilding forum. And he's like, hey, I figured out this way to make it seem like these girls are naked and keep with our religious faith. And then it took off from there.
Yeah, because God doesn't know what's in your mind.
No, right.
What is wrong with people?
We outsmarted God.
Exactly.
I know, right?
It's like these weird orthodoxies in Judaism where you can't shave your face,
right. you can't
but
use
you can use electric razors because they're like tiny scissors and not actual razors. Like
the stove, there's something with the stove.
Yeah.
See, that's not real belief. In my opinion, you're not subscribing to the belief. I'm sorry, Jesse.
Oh no, I live in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood, and
the
loopholes are insane.
Do they tie a string around the community?
We have a string around the whole community, so
it's
one domicile.
That sounds like you're making that up. It's absolutely true.
No,
absolutely true.
So you can't go outside, but if the string is around the community, you're inside.
Yeah.
The porn edits Twitter. Joe,
send this to me. Copy that. Go to Facebook. Send me that. I'll show it to the viewers.
Joe Swam.
What did he post something?
He's so awesome.
I love Joe Swam. So the string. Let's talk about the string that the Jews. They what's the reason for this? I've been told this by B.J. Kramer and forgotten it.
Well, as we learned in World War II, a piece of string can contain Jews.
Jesus. Only once they've been ovened.
Well, it's a weird loophole. There's all these different things that they have to do. Like for the Sabbath, they can't flip a switch. They can't cause a spark.
Yes.
Right.
We've talked about how they'll go out and they'll get the goyim to come in and do it.
They get a goyim to come in. Yeah. Elvis Presley's first job was a goyim.
Really?
Get out of here.
Yeah. There's all these different things like that. And so they have all these weird, weird fucking loopholes. And like my neighbor on Saturdays, he's a big, they're Orthodox Jewish family. He's a big basketball guy. And he'll like hit me up for basketball stats happening on Saturday during the Sabbath when he can't watch TV, but he can't ask for it. He's got to like really be elusive about it.
Wow.
So now I just have a thing where I'm just like, look, man, the fucking whoever won.
who is this?
Yeah. It's
right?
Really, it's really.
Come on, man.
But there's something to do with the string, so it counts as one household.
Yeah, so there's a prohibition against going outside, leaving the community. If you have a string around the community,
the
you are not
around.
Technically leaving.
Yeah,
going
so you
outside.
Can go out, as long as the string covers X amount of space, you can stay
right.
within that space. Therefore, you can go down
Why
a store,
just
you can do whatever.
Put an electric fence like they do with dogs.
I think you get like a tent or something.
We start putting electric fences around the Jews, and it's going to be back to the way it used to be.
I know, people are going to, that's frowned upon throughout history.
Generally.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Good thought, though. I
well,
don't get me wrong.
They can't use electricity. I mean, that's the whole issue.
Yep.
That's the whole problem.
But so they can avoid it. So they'll avoid the shit out of it.
Sure.
I'm assuming. You sure. electrify the fence, we keep them in.
I remember Bill Maher in his Religious documentary, he went into like a science of getting around these loopholes kind of thing. There's a whole segment where he goes into this really bizarre like engineering shitty craftsman house where he has just all these cobbled together like wheelchairs with weird like vacuum motors on stuff just to get around all these little things that you can't do.
That's
and if you're already trying to be clever enough to get around the loopholes, doesn't that say something to you about the rules that you're having to follow already?
Yeah.
They probably know that on some level.
What am I looking at here, Heather?
This is that that porn edits thing that where they take a cartoon and they draw over what's really happening.
And they just make it...
it's really bad, like MS Paint.
Yeah,
and they
it's
just
really
they
bad.
Clean up...
It's suitable for work now, but it's still totally gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Apple ridiculous.
What?
Apple Plus sign.
Oh, you want me to zoom in?
Yeah, make it bigger.
Zoom in is a phrase you can say. What the hell? Oh, I thought somebody farted.
Me too.
I think the dog
did the dog bark?
I think the dog...
Oh. So
there's
this
a
is
comb.
Pretty funny.
There's a comb and a pair of scissors.
Right. We're looking at a picture of what was obviously
what's
at one point
clearly,
a bukkake scene.
Clearly a bukkake scene.
Yeah. And there's a girl down there. her eyes are shut. And
got
then
a bottle of shampoo.
They just cartooned in everything.
They're giving her a makeover.
They're giving her a lovely makeover.
That's awesome.
Bottle of shampoo.
I don't see what
scissors.
I don't see what people are angry about.
I know when I go into to get a makeover done, six guys are all around me doing it while I'm on my knees.
Moisturizing.
That's the way you get a makeover done.
She's got a bikini on.
That is really funny. I've not heard of this.
It's a great Twitter feed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow that.
There's a whole subreddit as well, I believe.
Is what meaning?
There's a whole subsection within Reddit that just posts photos like this.
I see.
This is great.
Good God. I'm scrolling down. These are great.
She's got
okay,
a
wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's one of my favorites already right there.
A glit cigar.
She's lighting a cigar as a guy stands there next to her with his hand on her shoulder.
Did they draw in a bra?
Yes, they did.
They drew in a bra. I love that she's wearing what looks like a Christian fish, maybe. I'm always amazed when I see a cross on a porn star. That always cracks me up.
Yeah, sure. Jenna Jameson's pretty infamous for that.
Yeah. So
it's all they have left, man.
It is all they have left. I don't know where the hell we were going. We have so much to talk about. And I haven't even asked Richard Bain yet. Mm. I can call you Richard. Yeah. What he believes. So
after all this porn.
Right. We ask all our guests whether they believe in God, how they were raised,
or pure darkness.
I very much am interested, Mr. Bain, in your beliefs, but we've run out of time because we're going to do a break.
Thanks,
so
guys.
When we get back, we're going to find out. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy our favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in masturbator.
Hey!
ROAD.com/Emery Emery and buy this stupid thing.
I don't know if that one's funny. During your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools. Is that with or without pee?
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe When. We're talking with Kyle Hill, Jesse Case, and Richard Bain. Thanks for being here, guys.
This is my favorite license-free track. That was no, I'm serious. That
it's not.
No, that unbranded wah pedal at the end. Oh my God! You hear that?
This was actually composed by a friend who I don't care.
That generic Sam's Club wah pedal. It's my favorite.
Travis, don't listen. Travis doesn't listen to my show. I don't know why I'm worried about him.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Pretty generic name.
Travis. It's funny because Eric Wilson is his real name. Travis is the name that he uses when he does free work. I think.
What?
I don't know. I wanted to talk about. Now we are going to talk about religion today. We're going to kick it right off with this one right here. This blew my fucking mind when I saw it. Now, I've seen a variation on this, maybe in print, I don't know. But this is a video. Who posted this, do you know?
I don't know. It's been going around on Facebook. Oh, okay. Penn posted it when I saw it.
Okay, Penn posted this video, and well, here's the video.
Okay, we're done.
Yes, thank God for that.
God?
What do you mean?
Who in this day and age still believes in God?
Well, I do. Why's that?
Well, you obviously missed all the wars, the devastation, the poverty, everything that goes wrong in this world.
Well, I don't believe in dentists. If there are dentists in the world, why do so many people have broken, infected, and missing teeth?
Well, I can't help people that don't come to me to have their teeth fixed.
Exactly. It's the same way with God. It's a bit rich for us to expect God to help people who don't come to him. And instead insist on doing things their own way.
And how am I meant to come to God?
Just talk to him. He's listening.
Now take off your shirt.
Now take off your shirt.
Yeah.
Why do I need God?
He goes, God.
Music for God.
I think it. What is that New Zealand fucking weird New Zealand?
British. British was it people.
Yeah,
no, I think that was Australia.
I think it was Australia.
To me.
Australia. It might have been New Zealand, but...
So formerly British.
You want to have six?
So...
Jesus McTeats.
What's wrong with that video, guys? Where does it go off the rails for you at
well,
all?
Well, first and foremost, it was 30 frames per second,
okay.
Which isn't filmic.
Yeah. 24 is the only way to really go for
it. I don't find that filmic. The color correction was terrible.
Free Mac music.
Yeah. That was free Mac music. Yeah, that was Apple's. That was Apple's library. No question.
iPad Air now at $400.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
yeah.
I used an Apple song in a thing that I edited for Jake Johansson's special on Showtime. No one had. It was new. It had just shown up, and then a couple years later, it's in a porn. I'm watching a porn.
Oh, that's great.
And there's the intro music to Jake Johansson's 1 hour special.
Fabulous.
There's a couple significant problems with that video, the ideas in it. First of all, no dentist claims to be omnipotent.
Right.
That's just brushed right over.
Well, no dentist would have that conversation with their patient.
No, that's a crazy thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that dentist is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, despite whether or not I agree with him. That's like, just do your job. What the fuck are you doing?
That's the kind of person who waits for someone to sneeze, you know, and says,
no, like
are you going to say God bless you?
Right. Like,
because that's stupid.
Right. Like, he obviously had that argument preloaded.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of psycho that dentist is. But, like, that's a phrase people use. I say, like, Jesus Christ all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's a, it's in the lexicon.
It's entered the public domain in terms of phrase.
Right.
Jesse,
it's free license.
I think you're watching that video as if it was just, like, caught. That's a produced piece. You understand that?
I don't know. Like that.
That's a script.
That yeah. That's
no. I mean, that looks documentary to me.
No. I think you've got the wrong angle on this.
No.
Thing.
Earlier today, I was
found
watching
footage commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Earlier today, I was watching that sports documentary, Air Bud, and that shit is amazing. These golden retrievers are dunking now.
Yeah. That's
if you can't even.
Yeah. Richard, what do you think of the commercial?
I think it's, you know, I don't know, like, I might be that pothead spiritual thing.
I don't like the implication that people in British territories are going to the dentist. I think, like, that's what they're really pushing. It's like, guys, look, we go to the dentist.
He's an older man,
uh-huh.
And this is a young girl,
yeah.
and she's done, maybe she's a little even woozy from the gas. And he's like, yeah, you know, God's not real. And, the whole thing is just, it's fake, and it's just gross.
Well, I don't think there's really, tells you how Christians think atheists are and or behave.
Right.
You
right.
know what I mean?
That it abrasive, that, like.
Yeah, well, that ignorant, too. I mean, they think that atheists are that a drift of reality.
But they didn't even have a good response from the guy. I mean, most atheists would have a response to what she said.
Right, that was one of the straw men they had.
They don't even let the guy respond. He just is like, and he turns around, you know?
Because the right response to that girl, what was her word? She said,
I don't believe in dentists.
Well, first of all, that's a lie, so read your fucking Bible, cunty. That is a lie. You can't just say I don't believe in dentists when you've booked a fucking appointment, gotten the chair, gotten the work done, and now are talking to the dentist.
If she didn't believe in dentists, that conversation would have blew her fucking mind.
That's exactly right. What the fuck?
You're all done with your appointment.
Where did that come from?
Who the fuck said that? it'd be very weird. But what really stands out to me is just how the extreme arrogance is just passed over like it's common knowledge. Isn't it a bit rich of us to think that God would do things for people who don't want to come to Him? No, I don't think it's too rich of me to ask for the most powerful being in the universe to spare people from terrible things just because they didn't happen to be brought up in a place where they were taught Christianity.
Right.
That's not too rich for me. And how much do you want to ask of your deity?
Well,
everything?
Right.
He mentions wars and all the bad things that have happened, and she's acting like, well, those people never came to me. And
as if they had a choice.
They never asked for help, yeah.
Right, they never prayed for help because they're
the napalm was... they couldn't ask God for help with the napalm burning their tongue off, you know?
Well, I think on the other side of the token, the thing that's annoying about the dentist...
Hey, I'm the token here.
Okay, fair enough.
It's always funny when she says it.
I've always found it to be somewhat of an annoying atheist argument of the proof of no God just being horrible things in the universe.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if someone says, I believe in God, why don't you? I wouldn't say, like, because the Holocaust happened. You know, like, because...
Is that how people say it?
Because shit's awful, because stuff's awful. Mm. You know,
Lovey, tell him about it.
But at the same time, I think if you ask a lot of mainstream theologians, they will say the problem of natural evil in the world is one of the strongest arguments against God. It's not so much the concept of God.
I thought free will was the whole thing. Isn't that what faith is all based on?
I think the point is if your conception of God is someone who is all loving, all knowing, all powerful, then it seems to me like a tsunami wiping out half the population of an area is pretty good evidence against one of those specific claims.
I don't think God looks at death as a bad thing. Because we all die. So God, I mean, we're like, why did you kill my mom? And God's like, what?
But even if that were true, we could all die peacefully in our sleep and not of horrible birth defects or in wars.
Well, one of the things that's missing, in that video is the idea that not everybody even has the opportunity to come to the God that she's talking about. That's one. Number two, which God's she talking about? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I mean, Pascal's wager falls apart the minute you go, no, it's not A-B. It's not a pass-fail scenario. There are thousands of gods posited. Now which one do I pick, Pascal, you fuck? But let me give you...
The real ending to the video should have been like, well, don't you know the Lord works in mysterious ways? And then he goes like, so do dentists. And then he starts jerking off. he just jerks off on her.
Now, Jesse,
that's wonderful.
I want to respond to your complaint that atheists sometimes use horrible things to counteract.
You got another ad?
Oh, and it's not really an ad, but it's pretty fucking fantastic.
I don't know.
Die every year before they reach the age of 5.
9 million children die every year. Sam Harris talking.
Picture an Asian tsunami of the sort we saw in 2004 that killed 250,000 people. One of those every 10 days, killing children only under 5. It's 24,000 children a day, 1,000 an hour, 17 or so a minute. That means before I can get to the end of this sentence, some few children, very likely, will have died in terror and agony. Think of the parents of these children. Think of the fact that most of these men and women believe in God and are praying at this moment for their children to be spared, and their prayers will not be answered. Any God who would allow children by the millions to suffer and die in this way, and their parents to grieve in this way, either can do nothing to help them, or doesn't care to. He is therefore either impotent or evil. We're told that God is loving and kind and just and intrinsically good. But when someone like myself points out the rather obvious and compelling evidence that God is cruel and unjust, because he visits suffering on innocent people of a scope and scale that would embarrass the most ambitious psychopath, we're told that God is mysterious. Who can understand God's will? If something good happens to a Christian, he feels some bliss while praying, say, or he sees some positive change in his life, and we're told that God is good. Okay, but when children by the tens of thousands are torn from their parents' arms and drowned, we're told that God is mysterious. Okay, and I want to suggest to you that it is not only tiresome when otherwise intelligent people speak this way, it is morally reprehensible. This kind of faith is really the perfection of narcissism. Given all that this God of yours does not accomplish in the lives of others, given the misery that's being imposed on some helpless child at this instant, this kind of faith is obscene.
There you go.
Okay, to think in this way is to fail to reason honestly or to care sufficiently about the suffering of other human beings.
It doesn't get any clear.
And if God is good and loving and just and kind, and he wanted to guide us morally with a book, why give us a book that supports slavery? Why give us a book that admonishes us to kill people for imaginary crimes like witchcraft? But this, to me, is the true horror of religion. It allows perfectly decent and sane people to believe by the billions what only lunatics could believe on their own.
I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than that. What's your problem with that?
I think it would. First, I would suggest it like maybe a Shure SM58 mic instead of a cell phone. What the fuck are they talking about? I feel like atheists really need to step up the microphone game if you want to get some... I mean, say what you will about Christians, but they have great audio engineers.
They do.
I feel like...
I don't know where that...
Have you heard Creed?
I don't...
Oh, yeah.
With arms wide open.
Yes, with ears wide open. Yes, I am into it.
I don't know where that was recorded, but it was a debate between William Lane Craig and Sam Harris. And
possibly
that was,
Duke University?
Was it Duke?
Maybe. I could be wrong. Yeah. But it was a university stage.
Well, so that was...
Yeah, my first... before I quit believing in God altogether, my first thought was just being very angry and upset with this thing. Exactly. That argument exactly of... like even if that is a real thing, like, well, fuck him, like, I worship this thing and do all that, live this weird life, and there's all these rules and all this, and it's like, dude, I would way rather like party with Satan, like especially like 80s heavy metal video Satan, where he's got like a beer gut butt pecs at the same time,
right?
Like, that's a rockin' Satan.
He's the party god.
He's party
god.
Party Satan is my favorite Satan.
Like South Park Satan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gay Satan.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. South Park.
Right,
Satan.
He is gay.
No, I mean, I think that's a very valid argument, but it's an argument.
See, to me, the argument is simply about the claims of the religious aren't supported by the evidence, and there's a deep, deep illogic in the idea, for example, of the video of the girl in the dentist chair, of the idea that all someone need do is come to that God and they'll be saved.
All of these are like...
there are people
usually,
who don't...
Usually these are very white, privileged, middle class
positions. I had a guy say to me, who's a Christian, I said, what about the people in India or Africa who are never exposed to your Christian God on any level? He goes, they have the internet. I swear to fucking Christ. Wow. I had a guy say that
funny.
To me.
I asked my, when I was in youth group in high, like ninth grade.
We're starting to scratch the surface, aren't we?
Well, no, whenever I call tech support, I do tell them about Jesus. I try, you get the word out.
I grew up very religious. I'm just not religious now. I don't.
you know, I'm not like going to church or anything.
Well, how did you? Do you call yourself an atheist? I need to know. Atheist, agnostic, or I'd love to, but you know what? We're out of time right now, but we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option, and that's the pay more if you want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. So be generous, support the show if you can afford it, and please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. If you could gather all the HIV viruses currently infecting people in the world right now, here's an odd one. They would only fill up 1 tablespoon. I find that hard to swallow.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Kyle Hill, Jesse Case, and Richard Bain. Again, thank you so much for being here, guys.
No problem.
Yeah.
I like how you said that. Nonsense you can believe in, and don't you forget it.
Is that how I said it?
Yeah.
Nonsense you can believe in. I've never said it that way.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm changing it up.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Get a staccato going.
Right?
Sure.
So it's the cheap free music that kind of got in my soul and moved me.
No, it does move you. It does move you. I try to exclusively listen to license free. any chance I get.
And do just generic like commercial worthy things like just cleaning up spills with, you know,
yeah,
various paper towels, using detergent in fun ways.
Absolutely.
Your iPod
absolutely
is loaded with everything from GarageBand and Final Cut, and that's it?
Yeah, that's it. It's
nothing.
just generic music loops. I'll go to something.
Is this a moral thing? Are you just, do you not want to, unless you're paying for it, listen to it? What's the story there?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if I'm driving in my car, let's say.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I feel like that's a generic environment to be in. You know, I don't want to get too excited about art. You know what I mean? I want to basically, when I'm driving, I want an economical loophole to get me through my driving experience. So yeah, my iPod is just all, it's awesome, man. I got the Premiere Pro stuff, just got that. Bought the program just for the music.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't edit on Premiere at all?
No. I hate Premiere, but I that music,
but the music,
that music's great. I bought an Avid editing bay.
Yeah.
Just for that music. I mean, it was about.
that's if you bought the whole bay, you're talking about $20,000.
No, it was. It was $20,000. And you know what? I did not buy it on eBay. I used Yahoo Auctions. Because I'm going to go generic.
All the way.
Generic
all,
auction everything. Service. All yes. That's right. I get my prostitutes off back pages. Fuck Craigslist. I'm not doing it. Craigslist is mainstream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't want to know their gender before they show up. Because I want generic. I just want, yeah.
Aren't you afraid a tranny will show up?
Well, I mean, whatever, man.
Aren't you excited a tranny will show up?
Yeah, I mean.
So we've learned a lot about your kinks and your fetishes.
Sure.
In this show. That's kind of weird.
I made out with a transvestite once.
I dated a transsexual for
was
a while.
Was it different?
No, not really. I mean, but I'd love to say, like, I was tricked. But, like, I knew. It was like.
Dude.
We discussed it.
I was in a bar in Guam.
It was a
and
hot
there,
dude.
There was a girl sitting next to me. Who was really fucking sexy. Really
sure.
sexy.
Sure.
And Guam is kind of known for its transsexuals, right?
Yeah.
And the it? Guy, it is. It's huh. They have a big transsexual.
I just learned something about Guam.
Yeah, go. And I'm sitting at the bar, and the guy who booked the gig came up to me. He's like, I need to fill you in on something. And he pulls me aside and says, that's a transsexual, just so you know. That person you're flirting with is flirting with you. And I'm like, I already bought her the drinks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can't go yeah. back now.
No, I spent the money. I'm yeah. that's the somebody's getting fucked here.
That's yeah. the that's yeah, the sunk Rome. Cost effect.
That's yeah. exactly the sunk cost.
Psychologically, I've spent way too much money on this not to go balls deep.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I fucked the shit out of her.
Him, it, whatever.
Her. She prefers her.
Yeah. Well, good on you, buddy.
Yeah. And I had to hold my. You know, you don't want your balls slamming into her balls. You can.
Oh,
that gets kind of weird.
That's like a Newton's cradle from hell, man.
It's a Newton's cradle.
Yeah. Good call.
That shuts stuff down real quick.
Good call. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want one of those on your desk.
What am I using my education
right.
for?
Right.
Jesus.
Newton's cradle tranny jokes.
Oh my yeah. goodness.
Oh Christ. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I want to apologize to the listeners.
Yeah, I know, right?
I apologize
right.
again.
Well, that's just a silly bit that I came up with. I didn't really have sex with a tranny in Guam. She wouldn't fuck me. I didn't get laid. I did not get laid. But I did have that moment where the guy's like, "You know what you're up for?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know what I'm up for."
Well,
yeah, I'm up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man, I find that this is weird. The older I'm getting, you're supposed to take less high-risk behavior, and I'm going totally the other way.
Yeah?
Yeah, like the older I've gotten.
Chris Farley method, that worked out well for him.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I feel like I'm a little better at moderation.
than Chris Farley.
Than Chris Farley yeah. was. But yeah, I mean, I'll get into some weird shit, whatever, man. You know?
Richard, you into the weird sex, the craziness?
No.
No. You're a normal dude, huh?
I think I would be. I've just dated the same girl for 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Where'd you meet this girl?
You sound so excited.
Yeah, no, that's well, listen, that's romantic. That's nice.
Anybody who's been married.
Well, he said it,
understands.
You know, 100,000 times at this point.
Yeah, no, it's just I
that's,
don't know.
That's your situation.
We just make it work. And
you're trying to convince us and you right now. That's what I hear.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I hear.
No, it's fine. I don't. I mean,
do you have kids?
No.
No kids?
No kids.
Are you going to do the kid thing?
Not married either.
Not even married. So you're not committing to this 8-year thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't believe it. I really don't fucking believe in that I have to get married because she wants to, you know?
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's back up a little bit. Does she want to?
Yes.
And so you're fighting the whole, I don't want to get married.
I understand. She wants to have kids and get married. Yeah. She's 31.
I just can't even imagine being with someone for 8 years and not having fucked them yet.
Yeah.
That's the
we're working our way
I
up
don't,
to that.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Oh, okay.
31?
Yeah.
Is she religious?
No.
No?
No. She's like me. It's like I don't believe in...
Fill me in afterwards. We're going to do a quick break. We're going to find out. As soon as we get back from this break, we're going to find out what Richard Bain believes. You're listening to Ardent Atheist, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout-out to a few of our listeners. Mom. Hey, Mom. Holy crap, it's Dan. Sean Cochran. Stalkin' Dawkins.
Did you say Cochring?
Cochring.
I think it's Cochran.
Oh.
Sean Cochran. $10 he's Sean Cochring next week.
Stalkin' Dawkins. Yeah, Thundercock ring. Zingaman. James Fuckerfaster, Mark Nowitzki, Monkey Jam, Cameron Winters, and Joe Swam.
These were names. What is this?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, every weirdo.
That's right. Thank you, everyone. And now back to Art and Tatious Nonsense You Can Believe, and we're talking with Kyle Hill, Jesse Case, and Richard Bain. Richard, you know what I want to know is, by the way, thanks for being here, everybody. Really, I understand that doing podcasts is the new jury duty, really.
No, I love it. I love it. I didn't have any plans. I was just sitting at home eating bran.
Nice.
Oh.
Generic.
Yeah.
Generic again.
Yeah,
huh?
I just eat.
What the hell? It's amazing.
Guys, I'm sorry.
I've never known anybody to commit to a bit like you.
That one guy.
One guy. Oh, there was that one guy.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know about your really
Three
risky
inches.
Behavior.
What?
The oh. risky stuff, you know? I want to know more about that.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What
are you doing more drugs? Are you?
No. I mean, it's weird, you know. It's like, maybe I shouldn't have even said, like, I'm not very binary on things, meaning like, okay, like for instance, like I can get an ego and then I can get really insecure, but it's not like a manic level where a lot of people are like, I'm Jesus and then I'm suicidal. Like right. That's how they go. And mine, it's like, I think I could probably make a lasagna and then like, I'm just going to go to Subway. Like that's like my level. That's, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm pretty in the middle.
You're bi-moderate.
Yeah.
You're not bipolar.
Right.
You're bi-moderate.
Yeah, I'm just like in this weird, it's just this weird, it's a very shallow wavelength in the middle, you know? So I guess
maybe you're just a lazy bipolar.
Maybe. I'm too lazy to, yeah. So that's what I mean by like high-risk behavior is like my high-risk behavior isn't, like I'm not like.
You're not having hooker sex with known HIV positive people.
No, or any hooker sex.
Yeah.
Or any, you know. Because just all the HIV positive sex is enough for me. No, I don't mean things like that. I just mean like you get older and things are. Everyone know. I'm probably just saying in a weird way what everyone experiences of like things are less of a big deal because you have more time behind you and you've gone through enough. You've gone through the cycle enough.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just natural. It's like it's not bitterness. It's more freeing. It's not.
Well, there was a character in the Sunshine, what the hell was the name of that movie that was
Eternal Sunshine? Sunshine at the Spotless Mind?
No, Eternal Sunshine?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine. Oh. The Alan Arkin, was that the character, the actor that played the character?
The grandpa?
The grandpa, and he's doing heroin. And he's saying, nobody should do this. I'm just really close to death, so why the fuck not?
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it.
You know, is that what you're getting at?
No, I'm not getting at it. I'm just saying... Man,
I can relate to what you're saying.
No, I think what I did was I said...
You don't cook lasagna.
He made a lasagna.
I think I said a sentence offhandedly, and now it's become a topic. That's what I think happened.
Shouldn't have happened that way.
Shouldn't have happened that way.
We really need to... let's focus on...
No, I think I've become more just loose, but more standard, because I used to play things... I used to be very conservative with my behaviors. Not my thought patterns, but my behaviors.
What made you so conservative, do you suppose?
With my... just, I don't know, insecurity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I lost my virginity super late. All that stuff.
I was a highly insecure...
So just now, like, getting to... Like, no, yeah, I can probably just, like, hang out at this bar, like, and not feel like a total asshole.
My right. mother was always a very kind of shy, not so outgoing person.
Yeah.
And then I saw, as I got older, watching her get older, after a while, she just became an asshole to people, like, who treated her in a bad way or something like that. Normally, she would hold it in.
She started holding grudges?
She was getting too old for that shit. She got older. She stopped giving a shit what people said, and she just said what was
being
on her
polite
mind.
Was done.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I think everyone becomes a little more ruthless the older you get, because you realize the cause and effect of how certain things will make you feel.
Right.
So if someone's like treating you a certain way, you know immediately, instead of putting up with it for 8 years like Richard, you know immediately, like, oh, fuck this, you know.
Well, you're in a relationship with a girl who wants to have kids. This is the nightmare scenario you've laid out here, and you don't even think so yet. But
I
talk
love
to me
her.
Well, that's nice.
Well, that's good.
Right,
then you got to give her the kids.
He's
right,
not a slave,
isn't
right?
that the isn't no. that the, she's supposed to tame you, she's supposed to, you know, the
no.
whole Suzanne Plachette with the No?
No, I do.
And you're supposed to stop drinking and gambling.
I do whatever, get a day job. I do whatever the fuck I want.
Whoa.
She's known that since day one.
You're lawless.
She met me.
She's not going to tame you.
No.
Okay.
She knows that.
He's but wild horses.
No, this respect, bird you cannot change.
I respect her, you know, and I wouldn't be with her this long if I didn't fucking
well,
enjoy...
Well, no, I assume that she fucks a monster sex scene deal.
Yeah, best so. Head I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, you can't walk away. You can't just walk away from that.
And I trained
you gotta find
her.
Someone
and
to replace
I trained
it.
Her to be that good. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you mean.
No. Yeah, no. You
explain
never,
it.
You never trained a you never a trained
girl, a woman? Whoa. No, I don't edit. You know I don't edit.
Oh, hey, no. There's a dog in here.
Don't worry, she's given up on my comedy career a long time ago.
Yeah, she, no. How long have you been doing comedy?
11 years in May.
Amazing. That's an overnight
success.
You know,
I met you in the desert.
Were you out at Doug Stanhope's thing?
Yes.
Tell a story. Do you remember anything?
I remember. I met you. You were trying to corral a cat. And I was
sounds like you.
Was I high?
I don't know. I was high. I was frying on mushrooms. I was too. It was one of those things where it was like everything was in. I'm on everything.
I don't remember meeting you. I'm sorry. Dude, did we talk?
Yeah.
Did you help me with the cat?
I helped you with the cat.
Okay.
It was like 4 a.m. and
were you there when I caught the sidewinder?
Okay.
Whoa.
What happened?
I caught a sidewinder, a snake, a rattlesnake.
Oh, okay.
Bad
I
idea.
Thought, oh, I thought oh you meant God. Like a turnip, one of those little dirt devils.
I thought you meant you got punched in the face. We all different sidewinders.
Everybody has a different
one. I was Jean-Claude Van Damme in here.
I almost fell off a cliff that weekend.
Yeah?
I went rock climbing with some people I didn't even know. And
you were with Inman, probably. That'll get you killed.
No, I wasn't with Inman, but I did. I remember Inman being there. And telling me that the CIA had implanted.
He's nuts. He's dude, beyond nuts.
That was such a fun weekend, though.
Yeah. Was that the same weekend that somebody showed up toward the end with some
peyote.
Ritalin. It was time release Ritalin, and we chopped it up and snorted it, thinking that would be smart. It wasn't. It's not. Don't snort Ritalin.
Well, I think I remember. Wasn't Andy Anders silver? He had painted
himself. Yes.
He was wearing silver, and he had painted himself completely
right, and
silver.
Didn't realize that your skin has to breathe and nearly killed himself. Yeah, I remember. He's in a desert, and he's sealed himself up.
You guys.
Yeah, I know.
That
he's
doesn't
nuts.
Happen.
He's dumb as shit.
Well, I've had.
Was this a dream?
No, it happened.
It sounds weird.
I've done impulsive shit like that, where it's like 3 a.m. and you're like, man, I want to get real into being like a French mime right now. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get into like robot mime and shit. And like, I mean, I guess this could be considered like a high risk behavior. It's like, I will go through like huge phases, but I know it's a phase at the time, so I don't take it that seriously about myself.
Yeah.
But it'll be like very intense. Like, I'm going to get in to fucking robot mimes. I'm going to learn some moves. I'm going to get the outfit. And then, like, I just know that I know it's not going to last. It's not like what I'm like. I think like, yeah, like stand-up's the only thing that's ever had longevity for me. I'm just like, yeah, it's pretty much a constant.
What about your porn? What do you when I like I jack off to I go through like what I like jacking off to this, and then a month later, I like jacking off to this.
Yeah.
Why?
Do you find yourself coming back to stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dude, just like too. 2 nights ago,
I
found...
Have nothing
do
to
I need
add
to close
to
my ears
this.
Here?
No,
why not?
So.
But you need to open your mind.
I think you're reverting back to the weekend, dude.
Dude, I found this porn that it was like one of the first porns I jacked off to as a kid. I found it on the internet.
I've had that happen.
And it was
been looking for that
it
one.
It was Marilyn Chambers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like old 70s porn.
Nice.
And oh my God.
It wasn't the one where
it.
She's fucking John Holmes, is it?
It was insatiable. It was
them,
called
right?
Insatiable.
I've seen it.
The surprise from finding a video from like when you're 15 or like 14, 15.
Oh yeah.
And like, you know, you got your dick in your hand, and you're almost like, oh, what?
Nostalgia?
Yeah, I don't even. Yeah, I remember.
Nostalgic?
Yeah. All right, no, okay, okay, I got it now.
No,
I got it.
I remember up and down, right. Up and down.
Yeah, it's like sleeping with an ex.
It is, right?
Like, yeah, when you watch like an old clip.
This is where I usually spill it, right here.
And it's
I
weird.
Spill
but
it
here's
right here.
The thing, too, because I've kept that porn in my mainframe all from growing
up.
Yeah. So you've had those nights where you're like, oh, yeah, that Marilyn Chambers porn. I always go back to that. So when I saw it on Pornhub, I was like, whoa, like this is.
So you have that bookmarked is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. He does now. Yeah, mine was Candy Stripers was one of them. That takes me way back to one of the first. And Marilyn Chambers with John Holmes. Which now is kind of horrifying to watch.
Sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you know that at that point that he was making it, he was HIV positive, and you're like, I'm like, you're blowing a load of deadly jizz on her face right now, dude. That's hard to come to, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
I've actually looked up porn stars that current porn stars that have become HIV positive.
There's a database.
And,
yeah, there is.
And then you go back and you look at their porn and you're like, oh, wow, she's beautiful. And I want to jack off, but should I wear a condom? And like, I don't know.
That's probably
believe
that's
it or not, back in the day, I found Ron Jeremy's porn pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Looked like Luigi.
Yeah, a little bang. Yeah, a little kind of, you know, hedgehog sort of deal.
Well, he was good looking.
No, he was good looking.
He was
I love
cut.
It. I look over, and she's got porn with Ron Jeremy pulled up right here on her.
Well, no, he was an attractive guy, and he was 70s attractive. He had longevity.
It was his attitude, I think, that I liked the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was solid.
I've had a lot of people compare me to Ron Jeremy. Like,
really?
Physically, the way I look.
You mean the current Ron Jeremy? That's not a compliment.
Growing up in high school, that was my nickname, Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just looked like a...
And good for him for really stretching out a career.
No kidding,
more,
man.
Not just his no career, kidding. Stretching out...
Have you seen Wrecking Ball?
A lot of things, but still.
Have you seen his Wrecking Ball video?
I watched that, yeah.
He's still doing stuff?
We played
like
it on the show
last Monday.
Play a little tiny bit.
All right, I'll pull it up.
What is that thing on his stomach?
I know. I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
It could be a hernia or a muscle.
It's just an outie, but it actually looks more like a prolapsed anus, which, yeah. If he gets into gay porn, it can use it. You know what I mean?
God, no.
That's hot.
Sure.
Yeah. Should I pull that up?
Yeah,
I don't
just
know.
So that Kyle can see.
All right, we're going to show.
And so our guests on our atheist Wallerison can see it again.
All right, hold on. Ron Jeremy, here, you talk to the guest while I look for this.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no, no. How's you have going, to make Heather? It sound smooth.
I'm not smooth.
You rape me.
What?
That's how it
That
goes,
is
right?
what he says, yeah.
Oh, is it?
No.
Oh.
He says, rekekek me.
Rekekek, not re ape.
I like that Miley Cyrus.
I love that new pop
Don't play
song.
The whole thing.
Ray. I'm just gonna play it just a few seconds.
Oh, God, he's so gross looking.
No, he's not.
We clawed, yes, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under
your spell. I love Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, get to when he's on the ball there.
No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
Oh, God.
I can't live a lie. Running for my life. I will always want you.
Oh, God.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me, wreck me. I put you me.
There it is.
Now that.
What is that?
It's just a belly button.
But I've seen
no,
his
but that's
porn.
Like a fucking hernia deal. Yeah. I mean, Stuart has that. My roommate Stuart.
Oh, really?
A big fucking.
Not there.
Grapefruit shapes.
Yeah.
You know, it's. Dude,
why
it's
would
brutal.
They? Why wouldn't they cover that up?
I think it's kind of cool that they didn't, honestly.
No, I do too.
The only complaint I have is...
That's art to me. That's an art piece.
That's fucking weird.
It's real.
It's true. It's beautiful. It's him. That's how I feel about that. I would have trimmed the nose hair, but that was my only complaint there. But
this is no time to give peace signs.
I don't think that's what that sign was, dude.
I think what she was saying was
we have a few minutes left.
Okay, well, you guys got to get symbols that aren't also other symbols.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? I mean, that's like a peace sign, so maybe get a different symbol
she's
for 2 minutes.
There's one. There's one. There you go.
Yeah, see? It's like the 1 minute left thing shouldn't look like she's flicking me off. That's like, you can see how that would be.
Sam might actually have been flipping you off because we have a minute and a half left.
Okay,
that's what I'm going to say. That's what that means?
This.
I see.
Okay.
So, Richard, we only have a minute and a half left. But I really do. I want to know what you believe.
I was raised a particular way. In the South, of course. I believe in Satan.
Oh, no, you don't.
Satan, give me strength. Satan. Satan, provide me with money.
Was your mom and dad religious?
Yeah.
All right. I want to hear about that too. I'm very much interested in what you believe, and I we've been spoofing with you and fucking with you, but you were raised.
Really, you want to hear it for real this time?
I really do want to hear it for
real. Thank you. I thought you know I was with the gag, but now I'm with it.
We only have a minute. Well, how much time?
Well,
oh shit!
Hey,
no, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it when we get back. That's it for the free hour. We're making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guest Kyle Hill, Jesse Case, and Satanist Richard Bain. I also want to thank my co-host and producer Heather Henderson. And our video switcher, Sam Kramer. Tune in next week when our guests will be...
Smart people.
And we'll be talking about...
Stupid people.
That's what we do every week. This has been the free version of episode 142, another show that went off without a hitch other than not finding out what Richard Bain believes. We miss you, Hitch. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Biblical Name Swam. And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron, he's really gay Winters.
We're not even trying anymore. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. Where can people find you? Let's go.
At @Psy_file. It's like pedophile, but more sciencey.
Psy. S-C-I.
Underscore.
Underscore P-H-I-L-E.
Got it.
It's that easy. Where can they find Jesse Case?
At Jesse Case on Twitter.
That's easy enough. And Richard, where can they find you?
I'm at Dick Bain, B-A-I-N.
That's nice. Dick Bain.
Dick Bain.
I love the name, man. It's easy. It's catchy. Everybody can remember it.
Even me.
All right. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. It's fun. So, Richard, what do you believe? I'm curious about what you believe.